We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And believe me, I'm feeling like it's going to be a pretty charged up day today.
What? Really?
Yeah, there's just a lot going on.
Some crazy stuff is happening.
Lots going on. We have our special guest, Mary Miner, here today. Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, boy. Yeah, you know, so... You know, there's just so much craziness going on. I mean, LeBron James signed a bazillion-dollar contract. Anthony Davis is about to sign a bazillion-dollar contract with the Lakers. I hope that cripples the organization personally because, you know, I'm from Texas, so we hate everything about California. You know, the Cowboys are horrible. I mean, there's no other way to put that.
Well, you know, the thing is that they have going for them is they'll get a good draft pick for probably being last place, hopefully.
But because they won that third game, they won't get the draft pick.
That's true.
So, because they've lost the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. He's going to go to the Jets. So the Jets are going to have two number one quarterbacks in the next 5 years, or in the last 5 years, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, but hey. You know, Mary has been a guest before, and she's made it very clear that she is a Tampa Brady fan.
Tampa Brady. I like
Tampa
that.
Brady.
Tampa Brady fan.
I thought it was a misannunciation there for a little bit, but I get it now.
And you know, we were definitely talking about it. We've had this big argument back and forth, and we were trying to figure out, was it Bill or was it Tom? And as of today, it was Tom.
It's Tom.
Yeah.
He's a goat.
Yeah. He looks good because this team that he's on is not as good, and he had no real offseason – you know, per se, to really get involved because he's a grinder. That's what makes him special, being a grinder. And he couldn't grind this year, but he's still, what is he, 7-4? About to be 8-4?
8-4. Yeah. And that's not a bad year by any means with a brand new group of guys that you've never played with before. I mean, you have to think that, you know, he had some growth period at the Patriots. You have to become a team. And, you know, for a first year, that's an unbelievable record.
Yeah, and a COVID year. Like I said, you know, a lot of the OTAs and stuff like that, they didn't have. You know, they didn't have a real spring. I mean, you could see the first 4 weeks, a lot of teams, like, you know, the Cowboys, you know, Zeke, he fumbled a bunch in the beginning, you know, because he wasn't used to the football rigors of carrying that ball. And they just kind of, you don't realize how much they
developed. No, it's because he got paid too much.
Maybe.
I also think, you know, Brady did the same thing.
Too much money in those pockets.
Brady did the same thing on the first two games. It was just, let me see who's
who.
That's
true.
Yeah,
that's
true. He didn't know who was who. Yeah. Who could catch? Who could understand his throws? He, you know, like I said, last week was awesome between him and the Kansas City. Awesome.
It was a fun game to watch.
It was a quarterback game.
Yeah. And much of that, I think, you know, Tom Brady probably had some nerves in his first game, you know, with the Tampa Bay, you know, because it's a big deal. It's kind of nerve wracking a little bit, I'm sure. And, you know, you have to learn your team. And defense, I think, didn't do too well the first couple games. So they didn't really help out Tom Brady. So, all in all, I think he's having an awesome year.
Oh, yeah.
The first game, he got sacked a lot. They nailed him. He didn't get protected at all.
No, he got beat up a little bit.
You know, and it might be this north-south thing for me because it's like the moment he left the Patriots, which is to me a northern team, and became, you know, a Tampa, which is a southern team, all of a sudden he's not the hated Tom Brady to me anymore.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I don't know why. I'm trying to figure out why I don't dislike him anymore.
I think it's storied. I think that everyone kind of got on to the fact that he really never made that much money. In fact, he in lieu of making money, he said, let's put it towards the organization at the Patriots and give me some good receivers. And he's kind of a smart guy because that's how you get the money on endorsements. And I think everybody kind of wants him to make some money and be successful at doing it.
Because he didn't take a large contract for Tampa.
No, he didn't.
No, no, 20, no, 30 million.
That's
less than what
he was. 50 million for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah.
That's more than what he was making, though.
Yes, he
was.
But it's less than what Dak wants. And Dak hasn't done any.
Yeah, and Dak is nowhere close to Tom Brady.
But
they're going to keep him.
I heard something, and it shocked me about Dak. And it wasn't him. It was his agent. So, because the Cowboys have been trying to re-sign him for almost 3 years. The first two go-rounds, they just couldn't. They didn't step up, right? Well, this offseason, before this year started, the Cowboys stepped up, but Dak didn't take it. And that's why that's where I went sideways on him. I'm like, they're offering you way more than you're worth, and you should take this. It's a great deal. And he didn't take it. Well, now it comes out that his agent has moved to a new company, and like four of his big guys all signed 1 year tenders so that he can move the new money to his new agency. So now it's coming out that maybe this year Dak not signing was really his agent setting up a new company because he's bringing all these big names over to him.
So he can get all his benefits.
It wasn't Dak at all.
Again, all allegedly, and I'm not going to throw any names or anything out there. You can do your own research on this, but that's what I heard this morning. And that makes me at least feel a little bit better for Dak, but still.
Not as mad at him, rather?
Yeah, I'm not, but still. But now you have to think, if I was Dak and I heard this and I looked it down at my ankle and I don't have a contract. I have a new agent.
Yeah. I'm getting a new agent.
I have a new agent by the end of today. If it came out today, if I was Dak, I get a little, cause I do overreact sometimes.
No.
I might have a new agent today.
Off with your head.
And that's the hardest part about, Mary could talk about yours and my business being in real estate is that, there are a lot of people that they'll make decisions based on income.
Absolutely.
For their clients, and where, I've been doing this a long time, and you just can't do that because it comes back. Because if you need to close today, you got to close this month. Well, why? Well, because that way I get a commission check on the 5th. If you close on the 1st, I don't get it till the 20th. That's why you need to close on the 30th. But if we close on the 1st instead of the 30th, we roll your first payment out 30 more days, those sort of decisions people don't realize I think they're making. And a lot of times it happens. Sometimes we need to check with our clients. And so dealing with the right people, like the people that work for you, because I'm sure you wouldn't let anybody make those sort of decisions.
Nope.
Yeah, and so I think that's really important. I just kind of completely went off of it. But
I'm with you, though. I mean, if you base it on your client's needs and not yours, you're going to get more clients. That's what comes with a successful realtor.
That's the whole code of ethics, is to put your client first.
Yeah, right. But it's just we don't. I don't think people realize. And like I said, in this thing, he's probably the agent in his mind is like, hey, I'm going to get him this great 1 year tender, move him over here with these other people. They have different whatever. It's a better company for Dak. But really deep down, the real reason is he's bringing all this money to this new company. That's the real reason. But he may not even know that's the real reason.
Well, when I try out for the NBA next week, I'm not going to use him as my agent. Lost out.
Yeah, just so you know, you should try out for the Lakers.
Boxing,
because they got no money left to hire people.
No, Cowboys. I think I can get on the Cowboys. I think that's where I need to go.
We will definitely see. So it's going to be an interesting time. But that's that's something that I think people realize is that there is a code of ethics in business, and that we forget about it. And once someone around us ruins that code of ethics for a client, it ruins our industry.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to think of 2010. Every mortgage person was a thief and a criminal. And they,
quote unquote.
I mean, just in the minds of America, that was the way it was, just because of what happened. And it was a small group, but that group was very loud, And so that's kind of the same thing with this. Agents and they have the same sort of, every industry has the same sort of, things, ethics that they need to adhere to. And in my opinion, from what I've heard, I don't think his agent was following the ethics. But again, we will see. This is just first sort of stuff out.
So that makes sense. And that's actually, it makes me not dislike him as much anymore. Right. And I didn't dislike him. I just kind of frustrated him. Like, come on, man, let's play football and not take too much from your teammates. So anyway.
Yeah. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and White and, of course, our special guest, Mary. And if you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, you can reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512. And we'll see you in just a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing the American dream. And again, we will be discussing the real estate segment today. So we have brought in one of Austin's, national treasures.
No, I mean, well, she has more acronyms behind her name than most people do. A lot of designations and what have you. So very impressive. Sought after as far as her knowledge that comes to the real estate realm. Mary Meyer, great having you here.
Thank you. It's been great.
Oh yeah,
it's just nice to see people again.
It is, isn't it?
No,
and we've been saying
right before we're about to not see people anymore.
But wait a minute, if you're Mary Adler, you can go wherever you want, but still tell people not to see people. From
you
what
know,
I
was hoping we were going to get past.
No,
this.
Oh, Mr. Adler in Cabo. You had to take a plane. He didn't swim there.
Oh well, but there were only 7 people on the plane.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It's less than the 10.
Okay. Is that what he says?
Well, that was the thing. He says that, which stage we were in. It's 10, yeah. or, 10 or less. But, okay. Of course, the wedding that he left from had 20-something, so that was more than the 10.
But it was in Mexico, not in Austin.
No, it was in Austin.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he flew to Mexico. And then when he got there, he decided to go on Facebook and tell the common folk, would be you and I, the common folk,
to stay home.
Common folk, stay home while I'm out traveling, I think is what... how it came across.
Us city officials, we could do whatever we want. We're going to tell you minions at home to stay in your houses.
Yes, and as we move into the real estate section.
Sorry. I apologize. I couldn't hold it in.
I know. And, part of me really wanted to say it too. So, but, and it's Austin real estate. Just to kind of give you some numbers, it's hard for me to explain this, but right now, 4 months in a row, Austin has received double-digit appreciation, annual appreciation. And really, it's 1% a month. And so I'm trying to tell people, if you put a contract down for $300,000 on the 1st and you close on the 30th, it's worth $303,000.
Yeah, you've earned money. You've earned money that you haven't even really paid yet. You haven't paid your first payment yet. You're making money.
And it's so funny because you keep hearing these, houses are unaffordable and this and the bubble. And being in the industry on the mortgage side, the mortgage industry and the housing industry is not in a bad situation.
Nope.
It is not. The borrowers are giving full documentation. We're going through everything else. The banks have a lot of money if something happens. The houses are steadily appreciating. The affordability, because the interest rates are so low, people's debt-to-income ratio is not that high. You can buy $80,000 more house this year than you can last year just because of interest rate. And the houses have gone up $60,000, so you're still $20,000 to the good. I mean, we're not in a bad situation at all. Now, there are some things, you know, we do have, you know, we haven't talked about it in a long time, but of course, you know, the pandemic and COVID, vaccines are out. They're going to start distributing them, you know, this month. They're going to, you know, there's going to be like a couple hundred thousand people in Texas that are getting it and things like that. And barring that failing in February, as in, you know, serious side effects show up or people start, you know, something like that, and all of a sudden the vaccines are no good. Barring that, I think we've gotten through this. I feel that we, as a country, we're going to slide through this. You know, by next March, April, we're going to be back
so no zombie apocalypse coming?
I don't see it.
The murder
I've
hornet
been wrong
is gone?
Before.
The murder hornet is gone?
No. They're still in Washington working their way this way.
Okay, yes. Okay. Right, we still have to worry
state,
about that.
Not D.C.
But what's also so awesome is even through COVID, real estate has not been really affected unless the realtor affected it themselves.
fair enough.
And I'm being honest. Everything was going up. An example, my daughter was building a house. It took a year because of COVID, of all the supplies and everything. And she bought it at a price, and the house next door, same floor plan, different level, whatever you want to call it, different level, $32,000 more. And it was just because of the difference. And what
the difference in a month? A difference in a month or
$32,000 difference from what she paid for and what the house next door sold for, same floor plan.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, sometime around April-ish, builders had to they had to slow the waterfall.
Well, yeah,
down.
They had to say, hey,
I mean, so in the mortgage industry, we had to do the same thing during the summer. You know, refinance rates, we had to raise the refinance rates just to slow the waterfall down because we couldn't keep up.
Well, speaking about building, you have a new building that you finally got completed.
Yay. We're located in Leander off of Crystal Falls Parkway, right across the street from Rouse High School.
That's a good location.
Great location.
Yeah.
Great location. The day I was in there moving, which I thought was fun, on a Saturday I was unpacking and stuff, I had 4 walk-ins in the neighborhood behind me because the model homes were closed. I just happened to write 4 contracts that day because I showed them the houses in the neighborhood behind me.
Oh. And there's so much growth out there, and there's more land
crazy.
To build.
It's
crazy. And now you have infrastructure. There's HEBs close by. There's Kohl's that are close by.
It's insane.
You can shop. It's not in the boondocks anymore.
Yeah, Crystal Falls is very busy, especially where we're located between 183A and Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are in the path of being able to get to either of those two roads. It's just, I mean, and then Andrew Yu from NAR, just not to say Austin, they're saying the nation resales will go up 29%.
Wow.
And new homes will go between 10 and 15%.
Up in price.
In an increase in price.
Yeah. And just think about that. The only reason that it's not even better, there's just not enough inventory.
None.
Well, and there's, you're talking about new builds as well. You know, well, that was the next option, right? Well, I can't find a house. So I'm just going to go build one. At least I can get it in 6 months. Well, it's not 6 months anymore.
It's 8 to 10.
Or even 9, yeah. You know, 9 to 10, right?
It's going to take me 12 to 14 months.
Well, my building took 2 years.
Yeah. But now you work with a lot of new builders, right, as well?
Yes.
And so is that the case? I mean, they still have houses available or? Is that something someone can get a hold of you and you can help them out with either a new home or a resale?
Absolutely. We can help with both. And there are some builders that are building ahead of opening a phase
okay.
so that they actually have houses on the market, on the ground to instead of just selling dirt. And then there's a lot of builders that just can't keep up.
How do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at the office number at 512-418-9999 or my cell, 512-791-4240.
And tell them right now, why is it important to have an experienced realtor in this market?
Well, I think a lot of it is a lot of people feel even going to a new home and they go in and they talk to the sales consultant. The sales consultant's an employee of the builder. He is not there to protect you. He is there to sell a home for the builder.
And protect the builder.
And to protect the builder. And it's always important. And it's also important to, you know, meet with Troy and other people to get qualified. So you're not looking at houses that you can't afford.
Right.
Let's find something that you can afford, because I don't want you to walk in a house and fall in love and then get the answer you can't pay for.
And if you're not pre-qualified, you might love it. You might be able to buy the house, but someone's going to beat you because they're pre-qualified.
Absolutely. And resales are crazy. We had one over 17 offers, $30,000 overpriced, and they are waiving appraisals. So they're just paying the extra money.
Waiving the appraisal. Mm-hmm. So they are taking the liability of having no appraisal done in their own hands.
Basically. Well, they do the appraisal, but they're waiving the value, is what I'm saying. If the appraisal's lower than what they offer, they're paying the difference.
Yeah.
And so now I've heard stories of upwards of $100,000 paid over asking price in the Austin area.
I've seen some of that in the luxury end. I haven't seen it. I would say we're between 20 and 50,000 in the lower end.
Yeah, the average end. And, you know, that 300, 450 kind of range.
So, so the thing about that though is. Is that kind of a tactic that are, because I don't want anybody to be scared, like, oh, I have to, it's $100,000, I can't buy a house now. That's kind of a tactic from some of the realtors right now, so they can get a bidding war going.
Well,
is that correct?
We just don't have inventory.
That's period.
That's it. And I mean, if you heard about the forbearance and you took the forbearance and now you're having challenges to basically pay that balloon payment, I mean, you have a choice of getting a loan modification or paying the balloon payment. Call a realtor. Call me. We can put the money in your pocket rather than in the bank's pocket.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things we kind of talked about this earlier, is that right now, if you are struggling with your house, you need to sell it. And you will get a bunch of money, because even if you bought it 3 or 4 years ago, you're still going to get a bunch of money. You can pay off a lot of your debt. All of a sudden, you're no longer struggling. You know, move into an apartment, move into your family for a couple of years, and then everything settles. Everything settles down, and then you do it all over again. But, you know, do not let this house foreclose. If you let this house foreclose, I said you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Well, because the thing is we've just talked about it. You can sell it within seconds.
Yeah, a neighbor of mine moved out of their house. Guy showed up and I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. She just stopped paying for it. And they put it on for auction, sold it for way more than she paid for it, and then collected all that excess money. The bank made profit on her foreclosing.
And all she
had to do was pick up the phone. All she had to do was tell me before she moved out. I would have said, hey, let me introduce you to Mary. She'll get you $20,000 real quick.
Right.
You know, but people just don't, and they need to know, and you need to, you know, tell them, you know, you need to let them know, hey, do not struggle with your house. Just sell it.
Well, banks are going to take the equity. I mean, why would you not? I mean, if I called the bank and said I'm having trouble, well, okay, let's work it out. And if you don't work it out, they're going to take it because they have the equity. Let's give you the equity in your pocket. And that's what's so important, is even if you have questions, call us. Mm-hmm. Just call us and we'll help. We're not here just to grab listings. We're here to help you understand how we can make it you don't lose your house.
Now, what's that phone number again? Then get a hold of you.
512-791-4240.
Gotcha. I thought it was 418-9999.
That's the office. You can get me there, too.
That's a good
memory over there. Look at that.
You know,
you're a numbers guy, I can tell. Yeah, you're a mortgage. You're a numbers guy.
You know, I like that. But yeah, you know, and that's the thing, too. It's just need to do that. You know, we have right now 1.1 month, which means about 33 days. So if no new listing went on the market for 33 days, we would be out of homes to sell. So do not struggle with this home. Do not struggle with your home. Sell it. Take that money. Pay off your debt. Reset your life. And then a couple years when the market cools down, move back into a new house. You've got this. This is one of those times where you need to be thinking. And so if you know someone that talks about it, you should reach out to them and say, hey, look, you need to sell that house.
Right.
Here's Mary's number. It's 418-9999. Yeah, give her a call.
Yep.
You've been listening to Troy and Wyatt with the Home Team. We hope you've enjoyed what you heard. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, please reach out to the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Which is the Home Team 512, and we'll see you in just a minute.
Keep up with news from across Austin and around the world.
That's where I get all my news.
Online anytime at talk1370.com.
Money, money, money. Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything you hear today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream. And of course, we have our special guest, Mary Miner. It's always so easy to remember your name, you know, for me.
M.M.
Yeah.
M.M.
Mary Miner.
Mary Miner.
And so this segment is typically about, you know, money and personal money and how to, you know, I always like to try to teach people to understand money and things like that in this segment. We're going to go a little bit broader this time, you know, because I think people just need to understand what's going on in the macro economy. I mean, there's been a big change. We had a government administration change. So there's going to be new philosophies coming from the top. People need to, that's always, you know, whenever there's a change, there's kind of a scare and things like that. And so I think people need to understand we've got, you know, all of the expiring CARE Act and things like that happening, which is kind of stalling. And so I do think no matter what, sometime, you know, around the Christmas to mid-January, there's going to be a big stall, which is going to, you know, you'll see the stock market kind of drop. And I think it's going to freak a lot of people out. And I think they just need to be okay. They need to just relax. And so when it happens, just know that it's just a dip sort of thing, however you want to.
It's a natural dip.
It's a natural expected sort of, you know, people are just going to do this. And when, you know, when some of the big people start to pull their money out, a lot of other people just kind of pull it out. It becomes kind of a run. And you get a thing when people run, they get tired faster. And then they just, everybody puts their money back in and we just move on.
You're talking about stock market.
And yeah. And, it, you know, and I think so because the jobs reports are kind of coming out and, you know, there's, it feels like there's a little bit of, give and take going on right now. They're talking about a $900 billion stimulus package.
Wow.
Which is down from the 2.3, but it's considerably higher than the 500 million, you know, or whatever, but, or 5 billion, I don't know, you know, the numbers.
The numbers are crazy.
Zillion. Yeah. Did you say, or kabillion? Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know, but it seems like there's, so I feel that the next year or so is going to be a good year for us as far as the housing market, the economy, everything. But I think there's going to be some fear and some stalls between now and when we really get our things going, you know, because the vaccine's out. I mean, they're starting to distribute it, you know, they're giving it to frontline workers that work with elderly people are first and they're, you know, they've got an order and things like that. So as that moves along, I think people are going to slowly get back together and I think we're going to be fine. But I still think that at the moment, there's a lot of fear.
I think there's a lot of unknown because a lot of them, what happened this year, people didn't read the fine print on anything. They just said yes to whatever they were given. And I hate to say that, but they didn't read the fine print.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, one is the mortgage company said you could not pay your payment and you didn't have to give them a reason. You didn't have to do anything. There was no reason whatsoever.
It wasn't forgiveness. It was a forbearance.
It was a forbearance. And it was the first 90 days. And at the end of the 90 days, it was a balloon payment. Well, Wyatt, if you can't pay it, you just call them and say you need another 90 days. So then they gave you another 90 days.
Like, this is awesome. I can go on vacation now, right?
I believe it's up to a year. Oh, I think wow. It was up to 1 year. And yes, there's a possibility your loan could be modified. Possibility, or it in most cases is a balloon payment. Mm-hmm. What do you do, Troy, if I can't afford now this? Let's say it's $1,000 month payment. Now I owe $12,000
plus $1,000.
Plus the thousand.
So you're 13 grand that month. Yes, you know, and so yeah,
that's a great question. I mean, because if you couldn't pay, it takes a long time to catch up. We've talked about, you know, putting savings aside and cutting this down so you can, you know, get some. That's a major debt, you know, $12,000. If you're not making an exorbitant amount of money, how do you afford it?
You know, and the issue on that was twofold, in my opinion. One is that it was just kind of blasted out. You know, and when we just throw out headlines. The news throws out headlines, right? Like you said, the fine print. But then also the servicing banks were so overwhelmed, they were just hiring people off the streets to answer the phones because it was an hour phone wait, you know? So you've got a guy that's worked for the company for 4 days answering questions about a forbearance. they don't know the answers.
Right.
They don't even have a clue about the answers. They got a little script sheet. And anything off of there, they're like, hey, I'm making $20 an hour. I'm just going to tell this person whatever they want to hear.
Yes, sir. You don't have to pay for another 3 months.
Yeah, you know.
Sure.
And so I don't think there was any malicious intent, you know, because I've talked to people. And we did. You remember.
Right.
In that March, February, I was out on Facebook. I was out on the radio. I was on TV. Call me before you do it so I can tell you what you're getting yourself into. And then you can make an informed decision. And I talked to, I don't know, 300 or 400 people in a 60-day period that just calling about that. And I'm going to say 5 or 6 of them probably went ahead and decided to go through with the forbearance once they knew what it was.
And most people, I mean, if you had to, you had to.
Right.
I mean, if you don't have money and you're furloughed from your job, you had to. But I just would say that it'd be kind of hard, even if you got a job back after, you know, 180 days and you're 180 days behind. How do you come back from that? And what are they planning on doing, and how do you get around it?
The mistake was Mr. Carson was on the news, and he said everything could be loan modified. That was only a governmental loan. Mm-hmm. So that was more of FHA and stuff. So if you had a regular loan, that was not a guarantee.
Right.
But they didn't hear that. Mm-hmm. They just heard all my payments are going at the back of my loan. And then they get this letter. Hey, we are in such a market right now. Sell it and put the cash in your pocket. Yep. Or you can contact me because I'm working with a real estate lawyer, that actually can give you other options.
Is that real estate lawyer Loiter?
Loiter.
Just playing.
But I'm working with him so he can give you other options. If this is absolutely the house you want to save, there are other options. But don't assume everything's a loan modification. Mm-hmm. It's not.
You might need someone to look at that contract or look at that agreement you've made with your mortgage company to see what you can do.
Well, I agree with Troy. They just said yes. I mean, they don't know what they did. No one read the fine print. Yeah.
And the
just yes and sign?
The people
yes and
sign? They didn't sign.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think
there
was a sign.
Yeah, no, but the people.
Oh, there's no contract here at all.
Yeah. The people offering it didn't really know what they were offering, most of them, like I said.
Wait a minute. They don't have to even sign that, hey, we're not paying you for. It's just it's a he said, she said moment at this point.
Well, it's a recorded phone call.
It was a recorded phone call.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and it's just a 90-day forbearance, and then we'll call you again in 90 days, and we'll figure out what to do at that point. And, you know, and they're like, we could, and most of them are like, well, you could just forbear it again. Oh, okay.
So why not? Sure.
And the problem is you've got all the investors behind these notes
that are wanting those
that are
in.
Going, wait a minute, you're saying you can do this, but now you have all these investors behind these notes.
What
how
about Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac?
Well, what people don't realize is that the owner of the note, as in the investor, was still making your payment for you.
Correct.
So and you can't sell it to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They're probably not buying those,
well, no,
right?
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac would have it, but ABC Bank, who sold you the loan, is then servicing it through Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. ABC Bank had to send your payment to Freddie Mac.
The investor
Mae.
Still was making the money.
Still had to send those payments in, and you weren't. So believe me, at the end of your 90 days, they want their money back. So, you know, and they didn't tell them that. You know, it's like for some reason, it's like, oh, my house payment's just not made for 90 days. Nope, it was still made. It just wasn't made by you. And the person that made it wants their money back. And those are the things that we just didn't have enough time to get out there. And like I said, it was a great idea and it was something that was needed. But the problem is that a lot of people that didn't need it took advantage of it and then didn't know what they were taking advantage of. And we've discussed this. The biggest problem with America is Americans.
Well, now they have 2 new jet skis in the backyard they can't even use.
Yes.
And they haven't paid their payment. They're I got free money. I'll put it to the end.
You know, I have people applying to buy a home. Well, employment. Well, I don't have a job right now. Okay, well, it's hard to get you approved without a job. Well, I'm getting an extra 600 bucks a week. I mean, I'm making good money on unemployment right now.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm like, well, you should put that money away. Pay your bills off. Get yourself set up. Not go out and, oh, well, let me go get a new car because they're going to push my payments off for 90 days. So this 3 months with no car payment. Well, what'd they do with that 90 days? Did they put that car payment money somewhere? No, they spent it. You know, that's the problem is that most of America doesn't understand money, and that's why we have this segment right here is to help them understand money.
And you know what? Some people make mistakes. Bottom line, they make mistakes. Yeah. They misunderstood the interpretation of what was, you know, or misinterpreted, rather.
Yeah.
You know, and if they are in some trouble, they can get a hold of either one of y'all to get them out of it. And so how do they get a hold of y'all?
They can call me at 512-418-9999.
Yeah. Yep. I love that number.
999. Yeah.
You know, and also for me, you know, loansfromtroy.com, I probably need to have a little segment of, you know, forbearance assistance.
Right.
And, you know, have that added on there so they could click that on there because it's just, you know, education. I enjoy helping people understand what money is and how it works and things like that.
Could a refinance get them out of it?
It can. You can refinance.
It's possible.
Yeah. The problem, the problem's always a bad word to use, but the thing that we have to overcome is that on a refinance, the guideline we have, if you were in forbearance, you must be current.
Oh.
So it's hard to refinance someone if they're not current. So selling your home and then buying another one is possible because when you sell your home, you're current because they're keeping that.
That makes sense.
And I also heard that if they did a forbearance on their car or something, there was different rules in your loan world.
Yes, we do hit them for the payment. And, you know, so in the beginning, what was happening was the car payment would come across with a $0 and we wouldn't see it. And so we would run DTI, and then all of a sudden the underwriter would be like, hey, here's a car payment. You need to find out how the payment is. And then we go find it. It's like $600. So we didn't calculate $600 worth of debt, you know, and that would mess things up. So we have to count all of those debts against them. If they're in a home forbearance, conventional loans require that you are current before you do something else. So refinancing is not an option.
Not an option.
No. Well, I mean, if you have $12,000, $13,000, you know.
that's the only way to go.
Yeah. But selling it and then buying another home is a total option and resetting everything
else. You know, that's a good one. That's a good out.
And your credit might not be bad. It's just the fact you took the forbearance. So take the money and move it right over to another house.
Yeah.
If you can find one.
Yeah.
Which you can. You just got to get started, get pre-qualified. Got to get pre-qualified and get a hold of you, and you're going to help them through the process, both of y'all.
Absolutely.
You know, and I've been doing this a long time. Maybe not as long as you, Mary, but I've been doing this a long time. And
I think you're more than me.
I will tell you that this is all the issues that we're having are the best issues to have, you know.
It's a perfect storm.
It's a perfect storm for everybody, for buyers, for sellers. I mean, how often can you be a buyer and get a better deal than you were if you were a seller when the seller gets everything, you know? So it's just a great time for everybody. And you've been listening to The Home Team with Troy and White. If you have any questions, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give us a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, please reach out to us on the Facebook.
The Facebook.
At The Home Team 512. And we'll see you in just a minute.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Hello, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Home Team with Troy and Wyatt, where we bring sports and money together for your education and entertainment. If you have any questions about anything what are we doing today?
I think we're talking about sports.
Right. Yeah. If you have anything we say today, please reach out to us at loansfromtroy.com or give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, this segment is brought to you by Security National Mortgage, where we turn houses into homes by financing your American dream.
Your American dream.
Yes. And of course, we have our special guest star, Mary Miner, here today.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, you know, and this is the fun segment. So we've already done our work.
That's right.
And now we get to kind of play. And the sad thing is that the part we're going to play about, it hurts my heart.
He's so sensitive.
The good old UT fan. No way you can get it.
Only time
UT.
You see a kink in his chain is if you bring up the Longhorns. Other than that, you can't get him.
Yeah.
But if I start messing with about the Longhorns, yeah, I might make him cry. It just depends on what the subject is.
You know, it hurts my heart. You know, just 4 years ago, almost to the day, we hired Coach Herman, and he was the hot coach. I mean, there was between us and LSU, you know, and who's going to get him and all that sort of stuff.
I still don't think he was a good.
But he was the coach. It was very few people. There was nothing. I mean, he was
winning
the guy.
His coach for the Houston Cougars.
Yeah, but he was the guy.
All right.
He was the guy. And, you know, very few people, you know, fought against it. And, you know, he came in a little rough, you know, and then his second year was good, and then the third year it fell apart, and then the fourth year, oh my goodness. And it's not so much that, I mean, he has a chance to be 7-3 with a loss to two top 10 teams and a fumble at the 2-yard line. I mean, so that's not a bad season.
No.
It's really not. But
it's in the fashion he did it.
Something has happened, and he has lost the financial support, the student body support, the fan support, and the team support.
Right.
And something has happened in a matter of 10 days. It's just changed. And there are Rumors galore. This I enjoyed this.
You like a good rumor?
Yeah,
a good rumor.
Last time when Nick Saban was coming, I was all over that. I loved it. You know, it was a great time, and you know, it was a good couple of weeks and everything else. And so now we're at the same thing, and it's funny. People are tracking plane flights from Columbus, Ohio, to Horseshoe, and just all sorts of stuff.
Bigfoot sightings is what it is, right?
You know, and, you know, we've got you know, a coach's wife is about to go under contract for a home here in Austin. You know, just all sorts of stuff.
Allegedly, or
allegedly. Okay. I don't even know if that's allegedly. I mean, allegedly means it might
but
possibly
be
true. But
I saw it pop up in the news. I saw some headlines that said such. So, you know, hopefully it is true, though.
Yeah, you know, and it
maybe.
And that's exciting. And so the thing is, it's funny, is that the coach that they're going after is Urban Meyer, okay? Urban Meyer has, you know, he's coached at Bowling Green, Utah, Florida, and Ohio State, head coached. He has won two national championships at Florida and one at Ohio State, and that was in a 13-year span. So he won three national championships in a 13-year span. Came very close a couple of other times. So, I mean, he could have played here, played there, won four or five. Mm-hmm. And every program that he's left is doing better than when he got there. That's the part about him that I like, because Utah's a good team. Was Utah any good more than 10 years ago?
15, no.
You know, I mean, right? I mean, he took them and they did great. Then all of a sudden they learned. Then the program, the school, he taught the school how to win.
He gave him a system.
Yeah, and then he goes to Florida, you know, and then he leaves Florida. You know, he's left abruptly Florida and Ohio State, both for health reasons, and that's the concern. And so, my understanding is that he has a benign tumor in his head. And it every once in a while, it just, you know, gives him a little bit of pressure when he gets stressed and things like that. That's why he got out of sports. So it's going to take a lot to get him back in. But if he comes back in, he has taken three programs to heights that they'd never been before. And so he's literally a can't miss coach. And so he's worth, and the money they're talking is disgusting.
Really?
Disgusting.
What's a number?
I mean, they're talking like $1 million a month for 60 months.
Wow.
That's the numbers.
Wow.
That's the numbers that, you know, again, allegedly and things like that. But you have to think, over a 5-year period, the University of Texas, if they go to the Final Four twice, they'll have made way more than $60 million in advertising, right? Merchandising, TV, right? The whole thing. It's, if it works, there's a no-brainer for it.
But also getting the program back on target. Right. And then, like you said, then you start getting better recruits. You start getting, right.
Prime example is your Fightin' Aggies. Texas Fightin' Aggies, Texas Aggies.
The ones that are winning?
Prime example, right.
Ones that are winning?
They went out and paid $7.5 million a year, guaranteed for 10 years. $75 million they've guaranteed him. And they are, you know, well, I mean, it was a 30-point loss, you know, on the road, but it's still a 30-point loss. But other than that, they're one loss for the year.
You have to say the team. It was Alabama, not...
It was a 30-point...
Not Texas State. Come on. It was losing 30 to Alabama is not bad. Sorry.
It's still a 30-point loss.
Yeah, but it's Alabama.
Yeah. And, you know, their quarterback had only been starting like 2 or 3 games at that point. Imagine what he would do. He would hang 100 on him today.
So, okay, then what would be the score if Texas played Alabama?
You know...
We're looking at... triple digits at that point.
We're talking about Aggies right now.
Just saying.
But, you know, but again.
I am a Longhorn fan, by the way.
But I'm just saying, but the Aggies went out and spent money. And at the time, they were kind of, you know, Aggie fans were very excited. Mm-hmm. But the outside world was like, this is a lot of money y'all just spent on a guy who's won one national championship with an elite quarterback. It was kind of that was the knock. But here they are, year three. They're 6-1. They have the last test of the season coming up against Auburn. If they beat Auburn, then they can cruise into it and they can backdoor into the college playoffs.
Right.
There is a chance. If they beat Auburn, there's a chance. No, I'm saying, but you know, Notre Dame beats Clemson, Clemson's out, Ohio State doesn't get to 7 games, and Ohio State's out. Aggies have a chance. So there's a chance. They can backdoor in.
I mean, they have a chance to win it.
Right. But
they went out and paid for a
coach. And they paid a lot of money. They brought a coach that knows how to win. They brought in Mr. Fisher, and he has turned the program around. So
at the beginning of the year, though, it was a little shoddy. It was sloppy ball, which we kind of expected this year from Corona. It would be sloppy ball, but
I don't know.
Somehow
they beat them by 30. Wasn't very sloppy.
Yeah, but they had a bunch of returning seniors. You goofball.
I'm just kidding. I know, but in the beginning too, you have to remember they beat Vandy built Vandy like 14-12 or something, and Vandy has like a they've won like two games for the whole year.
Right.
So, so there was some concerns in the beginning of this season.
Right, because they were like, did you really almost just get beat by Vanderbilt? Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and then that game came. But again, they went out and did this. They put all their eggs in that basket. And I think the University of Texas is trying to do the same thing. And the University of Texas has proven that when the program itself, and when I talk about the program, I mean, I talk about the people behind the program that are moving it in, when they're all on the same page, it's a powerful thing, the University of Texas.
Now, also, you have to think that they have to buy out. Herman's contract will be about $14
million. 16, 18.
18? Yes, just 18? 18.
But let's think about
that's
this.
That's still a deficit.
2020 for the uber-rich people has been a great year.
Oh,
uber-rich have been uber-riching it. I mean,
Has been some transfer of money, too. Yeah.
I mean, Tesla has – he's made an extra $50 billion this year.
Amazon – he's on his way to be the first – what they say –
$200 billion.
Trillionaire.
Yeah.
They say in the next 4 years, something like that.
So it's just insane.
Yeah.
Because Amazon just – it's just insane.
Yeah.
You know, and so those people that are – behind the scenes right now, they're actually in a better position now than they were 2 years ago.
You don't say.
And so they're like, let's get rid of this. I mean, I have never seen such unity behind the scenes.
So wait a minute. You're saying Amazon owns the Longhorns?
No. I'm just giving them as examples.
All right.
So no. I will not give any names of any examples
so
of
Google
anyone
has
that actually has a position.
It is a business at the end of the day.
You know,
it really is.
But it's an emotional business.
It makes money for the university, and they have to look at it that way to compete. And if they have the money to put themselves in that type of arena, then they should do it, and it has returns.
It does. And like I said, but this is an emotional business.
For you.
You know, well, no, for these people as well. I mean,
it is for me
as well.
I mean,
there's been a couple of people have offered to pay the $18 million themselves. And nobody does that for a business. They do that because they're emotionally involved.
Wait a minute. They're not going to just put $18 million up without a return.
The return is he's gone and they've hired this other person.
Oh, so they're saying they're just donate $18 million. Not.
Yes, there have been a couple of...
Emotion.
Yes.
I want to see how I can make that person emotional towards me.
Yeah, you know. So, I mean, but those are things that go on. And so, like I said, once you get this machine and everyone pushing in the same... It's a very powerful thing. We saw what Mac Brown did when Mac Brown first got here, and he got everybody on the same page and moving in the same direction.
Early, stay late.
See, and that's the challenge. Yeah. Mac was just the coach.
Yeah.
And then it's so hard to replace... The coach.
I mean, he could walk into any room and make anyone his friend.
I met him several times.
You know,
he's a good
guy. Most people can't do that, you know, and it's very hard.
Well, Darryl Royal was
he
was a fantastic coach.
And
as
he
well.
Was the final say in Mac Brown because it was between Mac Brown and Gary Barnett was the deal. And can you imagine Gary Barnett instead of Mac Brown that you look back?
Right.
Darryl said, no, this is the guy that's going to get everyone together.
What if we would have gotten Saban back then, though?
Oh, yeah.
What if we'd gotten Saban? Now that would have been insane.
Five, six years ago after Mac, you know, but, you know, and Urban has the ability to bring the team, bring everyone together because everyone has faith in his ability. They just have total faith in what he can do for this program. Not like Mac could just come in and talk to you and everything else, you know, but, you know, Urban, everybody knows what he can do for this program. That's why everyone is aligned. But from my understanding is that even if he says no, which it's going to be really hard, but if he says no, they're still going to move on from the program.
Who are they going to get, though?
I don't know.
Another Herman and pay him a lot of money and
who knows?
Make a knee-jerk reaction and just let Herman stay and then wait. Wait for the right one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's always the right one. You just got to go find him. The right, you know.
Well,
you just gotta
last
find
one I think was reactionary. I mean, obviously they're done with Strong and they wanted a good coach. They could have waited another year. I mean, what did waiting 1 year, it didn't do anything for him?
Yes and no. I mean, yes and no. Like I said, there was...
Because Herman was available, you're saying.
Well,
he was the best at the time. There's always the best at the time, though.
Yeah, and he seemed like a good fit. You know, prior students, he worked on the staff, you know, alum, you know, come back, doing really well. You know,
Houston, not Alabama, not Ohio State.
I mean, I get that.
Right.
But it's hard to get... a Dabo Sweeney or a Nick Saban to leave those programs. I mean, it's just hard.
Throw some big money. It looks like they learned this time. It looks like they probably did entertain saving if that was to happen, and they didn't throw enough money, so they learned.
Oh, we could do 10 segments on that saving deal. As far as what all went down on that one. But yes, and so it's just very hard to bring somebody like that. I mean, I wanted Dabo Swinney back then. He wasn't even the guy he is now. You know,
right?
I mean, everybody's like, "Who's that?" And I'm like, "That's the guy we want," but you know, he ain't leaving.
Right.
So we'll see. This is exciting times. I mean, you know, because the football's it's terrible. So let's enjoy the other stuff.
Yeah.
And you've been listening to The Home Team. If you have any questions, please reach out to me at loansfromtroy.com, or you can give me a call at 855-299-HOME. And as always, please reach out to us on the Facebook at The Home Team 512. And we'll see you next week. Hook 'em horns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.